Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Growing Up Hard in Harlan County is a memoir by G.C. Red Jones that recounts his childhood and youth in rural eastern Kentucky during the Depression and the upheavals that followed. Rather than presenting a general history from a distance, the book uses one life story to show how hardscrabble farming, prohibition, labor conflict, and wartime disruption reshaped an Appalachian community. Its value lies in the combination of personal memory and regional history. Jones writes from direct experience as the area moved from self-sufficient mountain farming into the harsher world of coal mining and the mine wars that made Harlan County famous for violence and conflict. The memoir is also a record of endurance, showing how ordinary people adapted to economic insecurity, social instability, and political pressure. Readers interested in Appalachia, labor history, or first-person historical testimony will find it especially significant because it turns large historical events into lived experience. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a child of Depression-era Eastern Kentucky before coal dominated daily life. One of the book's strongest contributions is its picture of rural Harlan County before the county became defined by coal and labor violence. Jones describes a world organized around hillside farms, animals, seasonal labor, and the practical knowledge needed to survive with limited resources. This matters because it preserves a social order that is often mentioned only briefly in broader histories of Appalachia. The memoir shows that mountain life was not simply poverty in a modern sense, but a distinct economy of self-reliance, exchange, and local skill. By beginning in that setting, the book gives readers a baseline for understanding how much later industrial change disrupted the area. The emphasis on ordinary routines also makes the later transitions more meaningful, because the reader can see what was lost when outside economic forces altered the county's way of life. Secondly, how prohibition and local independence shaped Appalachian community life. The memoir treats prohibition not as an abstract national policy, but as a force that entered an individualistic mountain society and intensified existing tensions. In Jones's account, law, custom, and local practice did not align neatly, and that mismatch reveals how Appalachian communities often responded to outside authority with skepticism. This theme is important because it shows that social conflict in Harlan County was not limited to labor disputes. It also involved competing ideas about order, freedom, and legitimacy. The book suggests that enforcement pressures could destabilize communities already struggling with scarcity and isolation. By linking prohibition to daily life, Jones adds historical depth to a period that is often reduced to stereotypes. The reader sees a region negotiating state power on its own terms, which helps explain why later conflicts, including labor struggles, were so intense and so difficult to resolve. Thirdly, the mine wars of Bloody Harlan as a collapse of community trust. An essential part of the memoir is its account of the mine wars that made Harlan County notorious in the 1930s. Jones does not treat the conflict as a distant labor episode, but as a community-destroying event that changed how people related to one another. The book highlights the human cost of coalfield sankharsh, fear, coercion, violence, and the breakdown of everyday trust between neighbors. This dimension is crucial because it moves the story beyond economics and into social trauma. Readers come away understanding that mine wars were not only contests between workers and companies, but also struggles that affected families, local institutions, and personal safety. The memoir's strength is its grounding in firsthand observation, which makes the conflict feel immediate rather than symbolic. It helps explain why the phrase Bloody Harlan has remained so powerful in Appalachian memory. Fourthly, work, movement, and adaptation from mule skinner to coal miner. Jones's life story is structured around labor transitions, especially the move from mule skinner and teamster work into coal mining. That shift is significant because it captures a broader economic transformation in Appalachia. People who once relied on mixed rural work were pulled into industrial labor markets, with harsher risks and less control. The memoir uses this personal change to show how survival often required flexibility rather than a single stable career path. It also illustrates the physical demands of both worlds, since animal hauling and mining each required strength, endurance, and specialized knowledge. The move into mining was not simply a job change, it represented entry into a more dangerous and politically charged environment. Jones's narrative makes clear that economic opportunity and exploitation were closely connected, and that adaptation often came at a cost. This theme gives the memoir practical historical value as a record of labor mobility under pressure. Lastly, war, displacement, and the long aftermath of historical upheaval. The memoir also follows the disruptive effects of World War II, which brought new dislocations to a community already strained by economic hardship and labor conflict. Jones presents war not as a separate national event, but as another force that altered local life, reshaped expectations, and accelerated change in an already unstable region. This matters because it places Harlan County within larger 20th century history while keeping the local perspective central. The book shows how global events reach small communities through broken routines, changed work patterns, and shifting family responsibilities. Its broader implication is that Appalachian history cannot be understood only through isolation or tradition. It is also a history of repeated external shocks. By connecting farm life, coal mining, labor unrest, and wartime disruption, Jones creates a continuous account of adaptation under pressure. That continuity is one reason the memoir feels both personal and historically useful. In conclusion, Growing Up Hard in Harlan County is best suited for readers who want more than a general Appalachian memoir. It will appeal to people interested in Eastern Kentucky history, Depression-era rural life, coal mining communities, labor conflict, and firsthand regional testimony. Its practical value is historical. It helps readers understand how self-sufficient farming communities were transformed by industrialization, how prohibition and labor struggles affected local culture, and how global events like World War II reached isolated mountain counties. The book also has intellectual value because it links private memory to larger historical forces without losing the texture of everyday life. What distinguishes it from many memoirs in the same category is its combined focus on authenticity and regional change. Jones is not simply telling a personal coming-of-age story. He is documenting a community before, during, and after major upheaval. That makes the book useful both as a memoir and as a readable witness to a crucial period in Appalachian and American labor history. If you would like to support GC Jones, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.